In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents the Betches Brides Podcast, a show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed, because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Betches Brides Podcast. We're so excited to be back. I'm Nicole Pellegrino.
And I'm Jordana Abraham. Another week of amazing bridal planning
at,
your disposal. How is everything with you? Status quo?
You know, it's good. I had a nice relaxing weekend. Wedding planning is chugging along, ready for 2021 to just get here. I actually channeled my wedding planning frustration into a wrap yesterday. I posted it on the Betches Brides feed. So go check that out if you haven't.
Oh, wow.
It's the new Corona Bride Anthem. You must.
For those of you at home who do not know, Nicole has done a lot of improv. So she's, you know, a jack of all trades.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. You know, I try. Helps keep the humor fun. What about you, Jordana? How's your wedding planning going?
So I've decided to move ahead with a wedding in Mexico. which seems like a weird choice given the state of the world, but so we're planning it for late November 2021. So I'm hoping that things are like okay by then, or at least there's like some sort of stuff in place that makes doing that much easier. But there, you know, we're making sure there's like clauses in our contracts so that if it's not, you know, we can postpone it. And do that kind of thing. But I'm nervous but excited. So I feel like you have like the look of like you don't even know what you're in store for.
No. I truly am not trying to get anybody's hopes up, and I'm not like a epidemiologist, so don't take my health word. But I like to think it will be completely fine by then, and I'm thinking optimistically. And truly, like, what can you do? Just like never start planning and never plan. Like you said, if you're starting to plan now, because we do get a lot of questions around this, people like you who get engaged now, if you're starting to plan, just put the proper clauses in place. Make sure you have, if you need to hire a wedding planner to help you with that, I'm all for delegating for that. Make sure you have like those clauses in place so that God forbid it doesn't happen. You can always easily rearrange new plans, but that is so exciting. Mexico. Yeah. That's going to be amazing.
I'm pumped. I found a wedding planner, which I think is kind of like, I don't know if I would have gotten one, but since it's a destination, I don't live in Mexico and I also do not speak Spanish. So I feel like it would be a much easier, with someone in between who's done, she's done a lot of, weddings at the whole hotel we want to do. So we're really excited. And, hopefully it works out, and maybe I'll have her on and she can talk about destination wedding planning in a pandemic and in general.
I'm so sure our audience would love that. That's so exciting. Yeah.
Let us know. Email brides@betches.com if you think that that would be an interesting episode, or if you do not want that to be an episode, let us know. I'm nervous but excited. I feel like that's like the only way to describe wedding planning right now, right?
Literally nervous, excited, uncertain, but you're making it happen. So exciting. Congrats, exactly. Jordana and Mike. Just moving on. So we have some exciting merch for you brides to buy. So get ready because, you know, I love our merch because it's like embracing the fact that your wedding might be canceled. We have a 2020 bride, except the 2020 is crossed out shirt and mug. We have things that say, I'm the fucking bride, to just remind people in your life. And then also subscribe to our newsletter, betches.co/brides newsletter is the link. It's your go-to source for all things wedding planning. You know, just even if you just got engaged, start using it now because we have tips, tricks of the trade, different wedding hacks in there.
That's great. And then if anyone wants to go see, to see me talk about dating, non-bridal related, I'm hosting a virtual live show with Jared Fried, the co-host of You Up. So if you're a fan of You Up, if anyone listens to You Up, you know it's not just for single people. It's also for people in relationships or people who are engaged or people who are married. Anyone with like fun couple issues are always always welcome. And it's always kind of a fun show to see with your significant other because we play fun games. We'll play Red Flag or Deal Breaker. You can see how your fiance or significant other responds. You can judge them on that. It's always a fun time. So get your tickets, go to betches.co/youuplive. That's betches.co/youuplive to get your tickets, $10 ticket. It's going to be a really fun show. We're going to play games, do dating app makeovers, answer emails. And we're really excited.
It's so much fun. Mike and I attend together as little virtual date night and we bring drinks and it's just such a good time. You and Jared are literally hilarious and just, you know, take me away from the stress of wedding planning. So,
yeah, it's a good break from your everyday life.
For sure.
But thank you. I'm excited.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button. Uh-oh, I spilled something on it. Or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Should we get into some emails?
Let's get into it. Okay. All right. So the first one here. All right.
I'll read it.
You go.
Okay. Hey gals, love the pod and have been listening since the beginning, even though I'm not even engaged yet, which leads me to my dilemma. How the fuck do you not drive yourself insane when you know you could get engaged any day? My boyfriend and I went ring shopping back in July. I, of course, picked out my exact ring, and the jeweler made the mistake of telling me the exact time frame, 4 weeks. How do you keep yourself from going insane? I'm 30 and eager to start having kids. Biological clock is ticking, so I'm ready to get the show on the road. Jordana, I know you've mentioned in the past that you had a bit of anxiety, and getting engaged helped calm that down. I deal with that as well. I'm also stressed I won't be able to get a date/venue in 2021 because Corona postponements. The bottom line is, how can I stop this vicious cycle of waking up every day wondering if it's going to be the day it happens? I already gave up having my nails done constantly. LOL. Thanks, gals.
This is hilarious.
Do you have any of this?
I did not. I told everybody. I thought mine happened in May of 2019. I thought it was going to happen in the fall. Like, I thought he was going to do it around my birthday. So I really truly did not expect it, but I do understand like that biological clock, paranoia. I don't have that luckily, but everybody has it. And so I get her, like, she's ready to get this show on the road. I think she needs to take a big deep breath though, because she is waking up she's kind of ruining the excitement out of it. I get that she's eager, but she needs to just like try to put it out of her mind so that when it does happen, it's really exciting. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally get her. I like was her kind of just like, I mean, I was definitely not as surprised as you. I knew it was like happening that month, sort of same thing like that month.
Yeah.
And it was driving me nuts, but like I knew it was like gonna be like within a certain time frame of a week, and it's really hard to just like let go and like let yourself like, you know, enjoy it and be surprised and like not like overthink when it's gonna happen. It's very I think it's much easier said than done. I think if you know the time frame, if you know it's within the month, just be like, listen, like, you know, like this whole, like, I get this biological clock thing, but a month is not going to make a difference in the grand scheme of your life.
Right.
Which again, you have to keep reminding yourself. I've done that. I've continuously reminded myself of that. It's like, take yourself out of it. And something I've talked about and discovered in therapy is like, if it's like irrational to you, like to me, like I was like, why am I in such a rush? Like, why am I so anxious about when this exactly like this is happening? Like, it seems really irrational. And then I remember my therapist being like, if it seems really irrational and you know it's irrational, that means it's like some sort of like past thing. Like that's the reason that it's bothering you so much. So just sort of try to figure out like what about that is actually like the issue here? Like, is it some sort of like childhood fear of being left behind? Is it like some sort of like wanting to like fit in? Or is it like a, you know, feeling like societal pressure? Cause it's not like the biological clock thing like does feel, I get it, but it's irrational in that a month is not going to make a difference. So if it's about that, I would just like let it go. If like 6 months from now still hasn't happened, I would be like, what's going on here? But just remember, you're probably going to be like, it's going to happen any minute. The less you think about it, the more fun and exciting it's going to be surprised when you get it. And obviously, again, that's really easier said than done. I would focus on like something else. I try to focus on like work or like hanging out with friends or doing something else that doesn't make you like constantly fixated laying up at night. Like, is it happening tomorrow? Is it happening then? Like, get that.
My thing is, I do love when people like you and like her admit that they know it's happening or after it happens, admit that they knew it was coming, because I've seen like a lot of people get engaged. Like, I've had friends who have got engaged. Their nails are perfectly done with a French manicure and they're like, oh, it surprised me so much. Like but you know that they actually knew about it. I have mad respect for people. There's one, Amanda, who's our editorial director of The Betches Sup. She got engaged like recently. And in her little story on our Instagram feed about it, it was so funny because she was like, he planned this like day at Central Park early in the morning for us. And he dressed all nice. She was like, it was so obvious. Like, she was like, he's a great guy, but he never just plans like an early morning park picnic for us. And so I think this whole scenario is a lot more common than we think. But like you said, it's like, just try to focus on other stuff so that when it happens, it's nice and fun.
Definitely. Yeah. And I mean, as someone who's like the planner in my relationship and used to planning like everything we do, like date nights, vacations, whatever, it was like so hard for me to like let go of control. Like, I really wanted to know like everything. But it is more fun if you can manage to do that. So just like keep reminding yourself, like, it's more fun if I like am not
right,
or like let someone surprise you, let someone do that. But I get it's hard if that's like your role in the relationship, is you're usually the planner. It's very hard to be like, okay, like this huge moment, I just have to wait. Like, everything else I go after in this, I just have to like wait for you to come to me.
Right. And it's fun to see how the guy, if you are the planner who plans everything, it's fun to see like how they take it and what they plan and how they plan it. Like, I had no idea. I'm usually the planner too. And like Mike it was nice to see he could kind of read my mind and know that like I would want a winery. Like, it was at this beautiful winery. He like did this whole fake wine tour thing. And it was just cool to see like, oh, you do know me, because you got to like plan this without any help from me.
Yeah. And that's the best part, especially like, again, being someone who wasn't a planner, like getting to see like how much effort and like how like, you know, excited he was and how much, you know, when he took control. Like, he could do, it's almost like watching your kid like do something on their own. It's like, you know, literally so well, you know exactly what to do. It's great.
It really is all good times.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
All right, on to the next one. Yes. All right, I'll take this one. So the subject of it is, why is my brother getting all the attention? Which I just saw the subject to this one, and I can get, I can relate already because my younger brother is like the favorite in my family. So he's also a doctor and like the most successful. So he kind of, yeah, gets treated like that. All right.
Well, okay.
we'll get into that in therapy sometime. All right. So, hey guys, longtime Betches fan and recent engaged bride. My fiance and I are just getting into finding a venue and getting everything started. We know right now that myself and my fiance will be splitting pay for it with my family and some with my fiance's dad. We've kind of already known who would be in our bridal party even before we ever got engaged. For me, I've got six friends and brother's fiance. My fiance has his brother, brother-in-law, cousin, and four friends totaling seven each. However, my mom is making things tricky because she insists my brother should be in my fiance's party. Context, my fiance and I have been dating for 3 years. He's 30 and I'm 25. My brother and his fiance have been together for 8 years, and he is 27 and she is 29. I am very close to my brother's fiance as she has been around since I was 17, so she's like a sister to me. My brother and my fiance are not close, not in a bad way, just that they are not really best friends. They are not best friends. My mom is being adamant that because I have my brother's fiance in my party, it's only the right thing that my brother is in his. But my fiance is hesitant to have a bridal party of eight, so he is considering removing someone from his to fit my brother in to make her happy. However, I do not feel like it's fair for him to do that. Me and my brother have a fine relationship, and I really do not think he would care if he is not in it, but my mom is just being so weird. To add more to this weird dynamic, my mom was even more adamant that we were not allowed to get engaged before my brother. They are the college sweethearts together for so long, but they were just delayed in getting engaged because my brother was trying to finish his 3-year master's program before getting engaged. AKA, they got engaged in July, we got engaged in September. But for a year before my fiance and I got engaged, all my mom rattled on about was how we were not allowed to get engaged before him. We both feel like she's trying to protect him somehow. He is a more shy and reserved guy, so I don't know if she feels like she is trying to speak his mind, but I truly do not feel like he will be hurt if he is not in a bridal party, nor would he have cared at all that we had gotten engaged before them. I would love some perspective on where you think my mom is coming from and what your thoughts are on this situation. P.S. I'm the one who is having the big wedding. My brother and his fiance would literally go to a courthouse and just sign and have it done. That's how low key they are. Signed, it's our day. It's our bridal party. It's a long one.
To me, this screams like the mom seems like she has a lot of control issues. This seems like, I mean, again, I don't know if like her, maybe it's like her brother is really quiet and does really feel bad and his mom is like, kind of like doing it on his behalf, but to me the way she's making it out to seem is that like no one cares but the mom, and that the mom just really, it's about her controlling things,
right,
to me. And certain things stuck out at me in this when she says, like, you're not allowed to get engaged before them. Your brother has to be in the bridal party. It's kind of like the whole point of getting married, or at least symbolically, is kind of the idea that you're now an adult and you're starting right. your own family. And it's, if you're asking your mom if you should be allowed to do anything, that is not like an adult way to right. be.
And my thing too, I fully agree with that. Like, that's, you're an adult, you're getting married, for Christ's sake. Like, you shouldn't have to get approval from anyone, let alone your mommy and daddy. But right. also, like, I just think that siblings shouldn't, like, be compared. Like, my brother, my younger brother, the one, the favorite, is getting married, got engaged, like, a couple of months after us, is getting married in May, if it's allowed to happen, of 2021. So now he'll be getting married before me. Everyone always asks, like, does that annoy you? Like, he's your younger brother. And I'm like, no, not at all. Like, I just don't like compare. My parents have never, like, told us weird things like this. Like, my family hasn't. I just don't look at it like that. Like, I do get that she's really annoyed because her mom is making that comparison in a way. But I don't think, like, I don't think any family member should ever tell, like, siblings that they need to wait. I know so many people where, like, the way younger siblings are getting engaged and married before the older siblings. Like, it doesn't need to be an order kind of thing.
Right. It almost, like, screams of, like, a time in the past when, like, you had to marry off your older, like, daughters because, like, they were getting too old, and then you'd have to, like, you know what I mean, marry off yes. the youngers after that. To me, it doesn't make any logical sense. Again, I feel like it's about the mom, maybe, like, I don't know if it's, like, the brother's the favorite, but it seems like she's, like, very protective of him in some way, even if he doesn't care. What I would do in this scenario is relates to specifically the aspect of, like, should you have your fiance make him a groomsman? I think you could say, like, you know, I'm going to have your fiance in my bridal party. Would it, like, is being in a groomsman party, I know you guys are not necessarily that close, but is that something that would mean, it would be, like, important to you, or that would make you feel good, or, I want you to feel included in the day. I don't want you to feel disincluded. So is this something mom's just doing because, like, she's trying to be annoying or controlling, or is this something you really want? Because if it's something you really, I think if it is something that actually does mean something to him, and the only way to find that out is to really talk to him and ask him, like, in an honest, like, personal, private conversation. And I think if it does mean something to him, it wouldn't be, like, that crazy for your fiance to add an eighth person. Uneven bridal parties, I don't think, are a big deal. You throw, like, two groomsmen with a bridesmaid, or vice versa, or something like that. It's really not a big deal. I don't think it's worth, like, making someone who would feel honored or would feel snubbed if they weren't, especially if they're in your family. It's your brother.
Right.
If he really doesn't care and you don't want to do it, I would use this as a great time to sort of establish boundaries with your mom.
Right. Right. I agree. Like, talk to him directly, figure out, cause she says it looks like he wouldn't care at all if he wasn't in it. Talk to him directly. Yeah. And establish those boundaries. It's so funny, that whole, like, do I need to ask my fiance's sibling to be in the party? I just, before recording this, one of my friends who's getting married texted me, and she was like, is this a thing? Like, do I have to ask my fiance's sister? And, like, it's just funny that, like, there really is no rules around that. I agree with you though. Like, talk to your fiance, and if it comes to it, talk directly to the sister, in this case, the brother, and see if they even would. Cause sometimes people feel like they have to when they're not even that close with that person. And then the sibling of your fiance feels then obligated to, like, come to
yes
every
or
event.
No. Yeah.
Right. So if you just clear it up in the beginning, like, that's
right.
the best way. You
I don't
have
think
a
it should...
ton of siblings, right? So
yeah, I have a ton of siblings. I have three brothers. I have five sisters. I mean, we haven't really figured all that out yet, but
yeah,
it's going to be interesting. Plus, like, all their husbands and wives, you know, that
yeah.
kind of thing. It's going to be a lot of people. But yeah, I think that we should stop, like, basing these traditions on, like, what is the like societally acceptable thing to do in this situation? Like, is it okay to, like, not have them? Is it okay to have them? It's more like, think about, like, who is this meaningful to? Who is this the most meaningful to? What is their input? like, and then kind of like do it that way. So if it's like, let's say you think you should have your sister-in-law, but like, because you should, but like, you're not that close and that person doesn't care. That's an easy answer. Right. It's almost like you could make one of those like diagrams of like,
yes,
how much do they care? How close are they to you, like in name? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I can picture it.
And then the people
maybe
who are
we'll
high on
one.
Both. Yeah.
Yes.
We should make one for the bride's
yes.
Instagram. Post it
Thank
there.
Thank you. I'm literally submitting that to our designers right after this.
Great. And then that'll make the decision-making process easier.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, no, I fully agree. It's
but
and
yeah, I would, sorry,
keep in mind too, any we've talked about this before, any like you said the word societal expectations. Anytime a mom is like being super crazy around anything, it chances are it's because of how she feels about like what her friends and stuff will think. Like I could see this mom being like, the family has to, or else they'll think we're fighting with each other and we don't like so-and-so's family. Like just keep that in mind.
Right. Like, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Like it's about like their appearances, like I don't think that should be a major contender. I think you can say like, again, I would use this almost as a good opportunity to establish boundaries and be like, mom, this is what like everyone else feels comfortable doing this. Like, I don't know if you, can you tell me like, what's the real reason you're so concerned about this? Because no one else really seems to be like having that strong feeling. So why don't you explain it to me? Like why you feel so strongly about this? And like, chances are that's the reason, and she'll be like too embarrassed to say that, and she might back down. We'll see.
Exactly. Stand down, mother.
All right, let's do one more.
All righty.
Ready? Hi, Betches Brides. I need help. I'm an only child for my mother. My fiance is one of three. We are having a small wedding, thanks COVID, and I have only two maid of honors. We have one person coming to my mom's house to do hair and makeup for me, my mom, and my grandma. My maid of honors have decided to get only their hair done. I asked my future mother-in-law if she would like to get her hair and makeup done if there was time. I asked my hair and makeup person, and she said it was fine. Great, right? So I tell my mom that she's going to be getting her hair and makeup done. My mom flips out about the amount of people in her condo, six with the future mother-in-law. She tries to use COVID as an excuse. Mind you, it was five before, and she had no qualms with that. My future mother-in-law is not working and barely leaves her home, so she is the least likely to be exposed. Then my mom says she's upset because it's her house. I told her I did not think it was a big deal since it was on the table that the future mother-in-law might come to get ready. Then she says she can come, but she needs to leave immediately after. I told her that was rude, and I was not going to do that. She then texts me all this stuff about it. I tell her if it's such a problem, I'll ask my future mother-in-law if we can all go to her house since it's larger. She flips, calling me and texting me, telling me I'm acting like I'm 12 and then demanding a sincere apology since she is upset. I told her I was done talking about it and I was upset. I was upset myself. We have not spoken since. This was last night. Thinking about it, I feel like my mom is jealous that I'm including my future mother-in-law, and maybe she feels like it's taking away the spotlight on her. I just don't know what to do. Am I the asshole? I am not being rude and telling my sweet future mother-in-law to get the fuck out once her hair and makeup is done.
Also, I'm just laughing.
That was a great
email,
ending sentence.
Yeah, get the fuck out. This email has about every bridal abbreviation possible in it, and you handled it with grace because
I was reading the Betches Brides group for long enough that if I remember first reading that, I was like, what are all these words? Like, what do they mean?
Oh yeah. We had a DM recently that was like somebody talking about how they were using the abbreviation for save the date as STDs. And they texted their mom being like, me and Robert are working on our STD. And like, I'm just like, enough with the abbreviations, people, please.
Yeah. But it's very confusing. If you're not like in that world, no one knows what the hell you're talking about. But thankfully I've read enough of these emails and DMs and Facebook posts that I do know.
Right. But yeah.
What are your initial thought here?
Yeah. It seems like it's interesting because at first I could tell like, okay, maybe the mom is concerned about like the number of people, and that's a valid concern. We are in a pandemic. You can't be around too many people indoors, whatever. But it does seem like this mom is like kind of pulling out all the stops to get and all these various reasons to not have the future mother-in-law involved in the hair and makeup getting ready. I would really just like talk to her and find out what her qualm is. Like, I don't know if there's been a past situation where the future mother-in-law has given this mother of the bride a reason to really not want her there. I think she's good. The bride is doing the right thing when she's saying, like, maybe we can then all go to her house if this is going to be an issue. Like, I still want to include her. Like, maybe we'll do it at my future mother-in-law's house instead. But yeah, I don't know. I would just like talk and be straight up to the mom.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's something deeper going on here that is actually the reason the mom is upset. Cause like, again, like it seems like you're being very reasonable and like it would be rude to tell your fiance's mom to like that she can't stay. Like that doesn't feel right. I feel like it sounds like, and again, I don't know her mom or we don't have information about this. It sounds like her mom like wants some kind of control or wants to be like in charge of something, or maybe like doesn't feel like she's, you know, special or being treated as like special, or she wants more say in this, or she's worried that you're becoming too close to your fiance's mm-hmm. mom. And maybe she feels threatened by that because she feels like maybe that'll make the two of you less close. So I always think the best method is always just to talk to the person who seems to be acting irrationally, like privately and like calmly mm-hmm. and be like, listen, mom, I'm sorry if like I suggested something that was like offensive to you. I was really just trying to problem solve here as fiance's mom is like, you know, she just really wants to get ready with us. She thinks it'd be like a great time, like a nice time to like all be together before the wedding. And like, I really want you guys to get along and like get to know each other since you're going to be right. in each other's lives for so long. And like, I totally get the, if you're concerned about COVID, like let's figure out like a way that we can make this happen. Like, what do you suggest? Cause like, it would mean a lot to me so that if she was there, so that you guys could really like get to know each other. I would make it about like, you want her there almost for your mom in some ways too, because right. you want everyone to get along and like hang out together more.
Right. Right. And I think like the getting ready before the wedding is like a nice little bonding experience for like all the bridesmaids, for the mother of the bride, for the future mother-in-law. So you really, that is a good chance to have that happen, have them meet. And not to get like super deep and depressing, but I think I've mentioned on here before, you know, my mom passed away. My voice just like cracked when I said that.
Sorry.
3 years ago at this point. No, it's okay. Thank you. But just to give some perspective, like, you know, obviously my future mother-in-law would never, ever even come close to replacing my mom. That's not a thing. But I am thankful to have like her as that, like a motherly figure throughout the rest of my life now. And she's very, very respectful. I lucked out with her, you know, respectful of that. And so this is something where like, obviously her mom, I'm not saying this girl's mom is, anything's happening to her, but like,
It could be a fear of her daughter being taken away.
Exactly.
In some sense, or being pulled away from her. Yeah.
Exactly. But it is the ideal scenario in this situation is like, you know, like you said, she talks to her own mom. She says like, I want to have a good relationship with future mother-in-law. I want you and her to have a good relationship. Cause you never know, like, God forbid, I'm like a pessimist now, but like, God forbid something down the line, like happens to, you know, one of them, or God forbid, like you want a good motherly figure there. You want everybody to like know each other, have a good right. relationship. So
I think you could say like, I would love like a close knit family, like an extended family, and that we could all like do things together right. regularly. And like, I think it would be so much more fun if everyone felt like they could all be together.
Mm-hmm,
and if she continues sure. to make it about the COVID thing, then be like, okay, let's try to find a bigger space. Like, what do you think we should do? Because like, this means a lot to me to have right. everyone there. Like, it would be really upsetting for me if you do that. And I think that like, sometimes when you get into these screaming fights with your mom, or like when you get into these like arguments, it can become like, you become very defensive, and then the other person doesn't right. see your point because you're like angry. So I think instead, if you respond with like, oh, like it would make me so sad if like to feel like you don't like her, or like you don't want her to be there. Like, I just want everyone to like get along and like really like enjoy each other's company. And I was so looking mm-hmm. forward to like everyone hanging out together.
I just learned that in therapy. Those are like I statements and feel like I feel.
Right.
Because my therapist said, nobody can argue against how you feel because you feel the way you feel. So go at it with that. Like, I feel this would make me really feel better if blah, blah, blah. So
exactly. It would put me so much at ease. And then like, right. You know what I mean? Usually people respond better to that than like, you're being crazy, mom. And like,
yeah,
you're out of control or like something like that. Like, people don't respond. Usually that's not the way to get what you want.
Right. Right. Totally. All right. Well, we have some fun other little questions here for our game called Runaway Bride. We've played this in an episode before, but just to recap for you guys, we have this game. Basically, we'll present you with different scenarios, and you get to say if you would run away or if you would stay if, like, let's say your fiance told you this at the altar right before you walk down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And these were actually submitted by our audience. You guys submitted like a ton. So,
Great.
So yeah, we can go ahead and do these.
Okay. All right.
So the first one is, they told you that they wanted an open relationship.
Right before I walked down the aisle. I think I'd be out. That'd be like a very, bad time to spring that on me, and I don't think I'd be able to commit to, like, you know what I mean? I would have so many more
questions,
thoughts, and I would also be like very insulted at the timing of that. I was like, does this dress not look good on me?
Like, yeah,
to someone else.
Yeah, that would be a shady move to tell somebody that, like, right before the altar. Like, and I know apparently that is a thing. Like, I feel like I've seen in movies and stuff, like, people do that. I could never, because I'm way too, like, jealous of a person. And I feel like Mike could never, because he's not, like, a fuckboy. Right.
No, I think that's, like, a thing. I just wouldn't, like, I would almost be, like, more, it would kind of be, like, oh, like, this is the conversation. It's kind of, like, bringing it into the scenario. Like, you're bringing up this topic
now,
like, right before I either have, like, that would be, like, a really fucked up timing.
Right. It's like he knew you wouldn't be okay with it. But I guess that's kind of for all of these scenarios. The timing is, that's why, like, we'll get into it when we do have our pre-Canna conversation. But they go through things like this in pre-Canna to make sure you're avoiding runaway bride scenarios. But
look at that.
For the sake of the game, we're playing it. Cool. Okay. So yeah.
Okay, next one. They invite their toxic ex to the wedding without telling you. So they're like, by the way, just so you know, like, whatever girl from college that I, like, used to date before you, like, is here. Like, I forgot to tell you that I invited her.
I would be, like, very annoyed. I don't know if I would run away. Like, I'd be like, okay, well, let's talk about this after, because there better be a damn good reason. But I don't know if I'd run away.
I agree. I think if I'm already in the dress, I'm walking down, like, I would go down. I would continue to get married.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's tough, though.
They are embezzling money from their workplace. They're like, by the way, my contribution to this wedding was paid for.
And I remember this one, somebody said next to it, like, true story. So I'm like, God, what is happening to your guys's, like, relationship.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that is, like, that's where we get into, like, felony territory. I don't know if I'd be too okay with that, just because that's then jeopardizing me, you, our relationship, my future family, if we have kids. Like, I don't want you to be embezzling money. I can't have
You're
that
out?
Happening. Yeah, I mean,
out the back door.
Yeah, because, like, wouldn't he get caught and go to jail? And then I don't want to be, like, left alone while you're in jail.
I get that. I totally respect the leaving part. I think I would go through it with it anyway, because I would just have to be like, oh, like, I guess you were just really scared to tell me. Like, we'll figure it out. And then, I mean, like, there are ways we figure out how to pay back whatever would happen. Like, I assume, like, I'm in love with this person and, like, they were just terrified to tell me, which is a bad sign. But I think I would still go, but I would definitely be annoyed.
Yeah. Yeah. All of these, I'd be like, what the fuck are you waiting till now to tell me? Yeah.
You just had to have that 10-piece band.
Yeah, literally. Oh. All right, the next one. They say your mother-in-law will be moving in after the wedding.
She's coming on the honeymoon.
That was the one we did last time, the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Moving in, though. Like, honey, my mom is moving in with us.
First of all, like, I don't think anyone should ever tell you something like that. They should be like, can my mother-in-law, yeah. can my mother move in with us? If they were like, my mom is really sick, can she, I think, like, she's going to need to live with someone, like, really soon. Like, do you mind, how do you feel about, like, her coming to live with us?
Right.
That, totally fine. If they were like telling me, like, by the way, the moving truck is coming on, it's Saturday, is coming on Tuesday, that would be a much bigger issue, but I still think I'd probably walk down. What
about you? I would just be like, oh God, I'd be like, well, then let's invest in like a guest house that's set. not because my mother-in-law is going to listen to this and be like, great, Nicole hates me. Not because of that. I just like,
Nicole is going to put me in a home.
For the case of this scenario, I don't know. You know what? My mother-in-law, Mike's mother, their grandma passed away about a year ago, but she lived with them towards the end. And I did like seeing that. I thought it was really nice. Like that like being there for your family, like letting the mom live with you. Like,
yeah.
Cause when I'm old and like in my 90s, you best believe I'm going to come live with whoever I can.
Hear that, Nicole's future kids?
Literally. I always do that. I always like talk to my future kids. Not talk to them, but
that's really funny.
You know what I mean?
Set
precedents for them.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I would totally, I mean, under the right circumstances, I would be like, okay with this happening. I just wouldn't like to be like told it. I would like to be asked how I felt about it. And then like we could mutually decide that it was the right thing to do. But I wouldn't like if he was like, I already got this moving truck. She's coming on Tuesday. And like, you're going to have to move some stuff out of the closet.
Yeah. That's a big part of any healthy relationship. I feel like you really make big decisions together. Don't just like decide and tell.
For sure. But yeah, I'd probably walk down anyway.
Yeah. Same.
Well, that's our episode. I think we solved all the bridal problems that could ever be.
I think we did.
Until next week, anyway.
Yeah. And just want to say to the audience, you know, 2020, very, very stressful. So you guys are great. Keep it up. Keep sending emails. And let us know, again, like whatever topics you want us to cover. A lot of people have been asking about prenups, too, lately, too.
Oh, maybe we'll get a lawyer on here.
Yeah, I feel like it would be a really interesting conversation, actually.
I agree. I think that, like, it's probably more common than it ever has been, especially with people getting married later in life and accumulating wealth and that kind of thing. I would love to get, I'd love to get an attorney on here to talk about that. If you guys want that, let us know. Email us, brides@betches.com, with any episode topic ideas you have, any problems you'd like us to talk about, emails you want us to read. And please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Betches Brides on Apple. Leave us a good review and we will really appreciate that. And check out our merch at shopbetches.com. Till death do us part.
Bye.
Betches.